Title: Spring Reverb Splashes for 90s Rave Flavor Intermediate. Alright, let's dial in that classic 90s rave spring splash energy inside Ableton Live, but in a way that actually works at drum and bass tempo. When I say spring splash, I mean that chaotic metallic carrying, boing, retly burst you hear on old rave stabs, jungle hits, and those noisy transition moments. The key in modern DNB is you don't bathe the whole mix in it. You use it like punctuation. Little controlled explosions. Half a beat, maybe they beat at most. Then it gets out of the way. By the end of this lesson, you'll have three things. First, a dedicated return track that gives you spring-style splashes on demand. Second, a way to perform and automate that splash with a few macros. And third, a workflow to resample your favorite splash into a one-shot, so you can place it like a classic sampled rave FX hit. Let's start by building the main weapon, a spring splash return track. Go to Create, Insert Return Track, name it RVB Spring Splash. This is going to be a send effect, which means we'll keep it 100% wet and we'll only feed it when we want the splash. Before we even add reverb, I want you thinking like a sound designer. Excitation, resonator, clamp. Excitation is the bright impulse going in. Resonator is the reverb ringing out. Clamp is how we stop it quickly so it doesn't smear your groove. And here's a huge coach tip. Shaping what you feed into the reverb is often better than fixing it afterward. So we're going to start with a pre-EQ. At the very start of the return, drop an EQ 8. High pass it pretty aggressively. Start around 350 to 800 Hz. Yes, higher than you think, especially for DNB. The kick and sub do not need to be in your splash. Then add a gentle wide boost around 2 to 4 kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. That's the sproing definition. If you're feeding this from a snare that has a thuddy area around 200 Hz, consider a small cut there so the splash doesn't go thump before it goes carrying. Now add echo after the EQ. Echo is our exciter. It fakes that unstable pre-rattle you get when Riedel hardware springs get hit. Set the mode to repitch or fade. Try both later, but pick one for now. Set the time to 1/16th note. If you want bigger, more obvious rave movement, try 1/8th, but be careful at 174 BPM. Feedback around 10 to 25%. We're not making a delay wash. We're making a little rattle. Use Echo's filters. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Add a touch of modulation, like 5 to 15%. Just enough to feel slightly unstable. And because this is a return, set mix to 100%. Next, add Ableton reverb after echo. This is going to be our springish body. Set quality to high if your CPU can handle it. Size around 15 to 30%. We want a smaller tank vibe, not a cathedral. Decay time around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. At DNB tempo, shorter usually wins. Pre-delay very small, like 0 to 10 milliseconds. Keep it snappy, so it feels like it's attached to the hit. Diffusion is important. Lower diffusion sounds more metallic and resonant. Try 20 to 45%. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Bright enough to read as rave, but not hissy. Low cut around 300 to 700 Hz. Early reflections on, but subtle. We just want a bit of definition. Now add saturator. This is where it gets that overdriven cheap outboard beating hit too hard vibe. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip, try analog clip or warmth for color. And remember, saturation will exaggerate resonances. That's good for character, but it means we'll manage it with EQ later. Next, add auto filter. We're using this like a tone and focus control. Set it to band pass. Frequency somewhere in the 1.2 to 3.5 kHz range. This is the presence zone where splashes cut through a dense mix. Resonance around 0.6 to 1.2. If you want it to feel reactive, add a small envelope amount, like 5 to 15%, so louder hits splash brighter. Keep it subtle. The moment it starts sounding like a synth filter effect, you've gone too far. Now the device that turns this from reverb into splash, gate. This is the clamp, the hit and stop. Set attack very fast, 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Shorter is stabby, longer is more whoosh. For threshold, start around minus 25 dB and adjust until it opens only when you send into it. Quick teacher note, if the gate feels too choppy or you're hearing clicks, don't just lengthen the release until it becomes a wash. Instead, keep the gate fairly short, and after the gate add a utility. Then automate utility gain with a tiny ramp down, like 10 to 60 milliseconds. That gives you a more edited one-shot curve instead of a hard door slam. Finally, add an EQ 8 at the end for cleanup. High pass again around 250 to 500 Hz. If there's a painful ring, usually somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, tame it. And if it's too fizzy, a gentle shelf down above 10 to 12 kHz. And optional, but really useful, add utility at the very end for stereo discipline. Try width at 120 to 170%. Turn on bass mono and set it around 200 to 400 Hz. This keeps your center solid while the splash lives around the sides. Okay, now you've built the return. Here's how you actually use it the DNB way. Do not send your entire drum bus into this. That's the fastest way to smear your groove. Instead, pick specific sources, snare accents, a rave stab, a vocal chop, a percussion fill, and make sends momentary. This is a big deal. Send automation works best as needle drops, not ramps. Draw it like a spike. Jump up right before the hit, and drop back down immediately after. Long ramps turn it into modern wash instead of 90s punctuation. A classic rolling arrangement move is, every 8 or 16 bars, pick one snare hit and slam it into the splash. Then let the gate chop it off. It becomes a signature marker without cluttering the loop. Now let's make it performable, so you can play the splash during arrangement. On the return track, select your devices and group them into an auto effect rack. Now map a few important controls to macros. Macro 1. Gate threshold. This is basically your how chopped and in your face is it control. Macro 2. Reverb decay. Short burst to longer burst. Macro 3. Auto filter frequency. Darker to brighter. Macro 4. Saturator drive. Clean to rect. Macro 5. Echo feedback. One slap to a rattly tail. Here's the workflow I recommend. Write your DNB arrangement first. Get the drums and bass feeling right. Then record automation for two things only. 1. The send level from your key tracks. 2. Maybe one or two macros on the return, usually decay and drive. That's where the magic is. It stops you from over-designing and keeps the splashes as accents. Now let's go for maximum 90s authenticity, printing the splash as a one-shot. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Print. Set its input so it records the return. In Ableton you can often choose returns, or directly that RVB Spring Splash return if it's available in your routing. Arm the track. Now pick a source to trigger the splash, a minor 7 rave stab, a snare, a crash, even a tiny impulse like a rim click. Slam the send for one hit. Record 1 to 2 bars. Then stop, listen back and trim the best part. Consolidate it so it becomes a clean one-shot. This is where it starts feeling like a sampled rave FX hit, because now it literally is a sample in your project. Optional 90s processing on the printed audio. Try Redux. Downsample a bit, like 4 to 10, and maybe lighten bit reduction toward 8 to 12 bit vibes. Don't destroy it, you just want that old sampler edge. Try drum bus gently. Drive 2 to 5, crunch 0 to 10%. And usually keep boom at 0 to avoid low-end mess. Then eck, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz and tame any harsh peaks. Placement ideas. Put the one shot on beat 4 before a drop. Layer it under a quick everything mutes for a moment move, then hit the downbeat dry, or use it as call and response, stab phrase, then splash answers at the end of the bar. Now, if you've got Ableton Suite and Max for live, there's an optional authenticity upgrade. Swap Ableton Reverb for Convolution, Reverb and load a spring impulse response. Keep it 100% wet, and still run saturator, gate, and EQ afterward. That gets you closer to real spring tanks and that dub reggae to jungle heritage. Let's cover a few common mistakes so you can avoid the classic pain. Mistake 1. Sending too much. If the splash is happening constantly, it stops being special and it starts masking your drums. Mistake 2. Too much low end in the reverb. High pass harder than feels natural in solo. In the mix, it'll make sense. Mistake 3. No gating or too long a decay. At 165 to 175 BPM, long tails become mush fast. Mistake 4. Oversaturating without EQ. Distortion finds nasty resonances and turns them into knives. Always control it with EQ. Mistake 5. The splash masking the snare transient. Fix it by shortening the gate release, lowering the send, or pushing the splash slightly later with a resampled layer. Now some pro tips if you're doing darker or heavier DNB. Instead of making the splash smaller, make it darker. Put that band pass more around 900 Hz to 2 kHz, and keep the transient punch via the gate. If it still gets in the way, sidechain the splash. Put a compressor after the reverb chain, sidechain it from the snare or kick. Ratio 2:1 to 4:1, fast attack, medium release. Now the groove stays clean, but the splash still feels big. And think frequency slots. If your track has mid bass living around 200 to 600 Hz, push the splash higher into 1 to 4K Hz and cut lows aggressively. If you want an advanced variation that's super effective, try a dual band splash return. Split the rack into two chains, a top splash and a low body. On top splash, high pass around 1.2 to 1.8 kHz, distort more, gate tighter. On low body, keep it subtle, maybe band pass around 400 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Now the metallic carrying can be loud without adding mid-range soup. And if you want that older hardware instability, put a very light chorus or vibrato before the reverb. Tiny amount, slow rate. You're not making it lush, you're just stopping it from sounding static and digital. Let's do a quick practice exercise to lock this in. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Build a basic DNB loop. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, add hats and shuffles, and add a simple rave stab rhythm. Add your RVB spring splash return. Now automate 3 splashes across 16 bars. At bar 4, send 1 snare hard for a quick splash. At bar 8, send 1 stab hard as a punctuation mark. At bar 16, do a little fill, like 2 quick hits, and automate slightly longer decay on the macro for that moment. Then resample your favorite splash into a one shot, and place it right before bar 17 for drop impact. And here's the test that tells you you're doing it right. Mute the return. The groove should still work. Unmute the return. It should feel instantly more rave, but not cloudy, not constant, not annoying. For homework, if you want a reusable system, build 3 versions of this return and save them as racks. A tight one, dark and super short. A bright one, more upper mid and slightly longer. And a dirty one, heavier saturation or even redux, tightly ecked. Then print a batch of one shots and put them into a drum rack with a global choke group, so they cut each other off. That one trick alone keeps your track from turning into an FX traffic jam. That's it. You now have a repeatable Ableton workflow for spring reverb splashes that actually sits in drum and bass, excitation into resonance, then clamp it hard. Automate like needle drops, and resample your best moments into weaponized one shots. If you tell me what you want to splash first, like snare, stab, vocal, crash, or even a reese hit, I can suggest a tighter starting preset and a simple timing pattern that matches your groove.